listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to Verrat Hill Hardcore Asian. How's that?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all, because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asian. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And tonight I'm joined by my co-host, Jema Vatau. And I know she's been under the weather here. But Will is on another one of his missions, I suppose. And is not even going to have internet connection until after the show's over. So we'll just roll with what we got here. Now, we don't have a guest tonight. And, well, I kind of just want to roll with the punches here and have people call in, because I miss talking to you, the people, and having callers call in. So please call in. The phone number is 800-313-9443. So, just for a sound check, mic check, Jema, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm okay, and I understand that you were a little bit under the weather here. You've had the flu for the past 4 days.
Yeah, I have. It's been miserable. I'm surviving, though.
Okay.
It's going around here, I guess.
Well, V always gets his woman, and yes, I'm very persistent, and I wanted you on the show today.
Right. You are persistent, and we'll give you that. But you're kind, so how could I say no to that? Not too many men are kind, so that gets you a long way. You said please.
I'm kind and fine, honey.
Okay.
But no, but seriously though,
and humble too, I see. No.
Well, typically it usually just takes a smile, but since you couldn't see me, I had to use the word please. So, you know.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, you put up with my rant in a little bit too there, so I'll give you credit for that as well.
You know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. You know, there's always something. And being a target individual, I try not to pay attention to too much of the stuff that goes around as far as the social confusion. I just tell everyone, if you haven't checked in with me, it's not real.
Okay.
If you haven't heard me, it's not real. I will verify, I will deny whatever the hell is going on.
Right.
So I know there is always this element of sabotage that's always working in the background for everything that I'm doing. I'm well aware of this. I've been dealing with it for years. There's always some he said, she said. There's always some, you know, illegal this or some technical issues with that. So there's always something. And I try not, I don't stress about it because everything comes together anyways.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know the particulars behind what it is that was going on with you and why you're having any doubts about the show, but...
it wasn't a show as much as just energy vampires and me being on air and being threatened to go on air and things like this, you know, that's what they want, though. They don't want me on any airwaves, and they get jealous when I'm on other ones, and it's stupidity, and it's energy vampires, but, you know, it can get to you at times. It can drain you, but then you get back up and you go. So I'm over it.
Well, speaking of which, and I'm just going to lay this out there for the people. A little bit of background, just a little bit behind the scenes. Now, I do have staff members, and I'm going to go ahead and go through the story of one of my staff members here, who is too shy to get on the mic. So I'll do it for her. We have someone who, here in this country, Poland, who has been attacked financially, illegally at that, but I'll get into that. Okay, so everything's hunky-dory. And all of a sudden, there are thousands of zlotys missing from her bank account. And we'll just call her, I guess we should give her a name. We'll call her Parika. Okay, we have Parika here. Thousands and thousands of zlotys are missing from her bank account. and then it's like, okay, so why did that happen? And then we figure out that the insurance company, an insurance company, had stolen this amount of money out of her bank account. It's like, okay, why? Okay, this was for an accident that she was not responsible for. And so let me drop the story here. Parika had a boyfriend, I guess, that was pretty much fed up with her at some point, basically pushed her into the middle of a street onto a crosswalk where she was hit by a car. Now, at the time, she didn't know, but is later finding out that the police officers on the scene wrote a citation saying that she was responsible and forged her signature. We know this because she was incapacitated. She could not have signed for anything. Completely incapacitated. As a matter of fact, her hospital stay was for weeks and weeks. Her spine had to be replaced with not one, but two metal rods. Now, to show you how crooked, to show you how disgustingly crooked the government is, and it's not just the U.S. government. This is New World Order in cooperation, in tandem, okay? Yes, this happened years ago. But now that I'm here, now that Anthony Thomas is here, and anyone connected with us has been going through some sort of hell, because what these people want to do, as we are targeted individuals, they have to do everything they can to isolate and to strip away all resources.
Right.
Now, so years later, after this was all done, years later, this money is stolen out of her account. And illegally at that, there was no notice, there was no court order, no nothing. The insurance company somehow was just able to take the money directly out of her account for this accident, which she was not responsible for. Now, as this goes on, okay, she's not just taking this land down. This is a court thing. She's defending herself in court and getting ready for a countersuit at that. She's defending herself in court. She not only has the ex-boyfriend come in. Well, okay, let me back up. The driver comes in and gives his recollection of what happened, saying, you know, confirming her story. The ex-boyfriend comes in and says, yes, I pushed her in front of the car. He broke down in the courtroom crying. Is that enough to dismiss the case? One would think. No. What they do is they suspend the case for, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, because they don't want to let the money go. They don't want to let us have those resources back. They don't want to let us have that money back. So what they do is, oh, well, we have the citation you signed saying that you signed saying this accident was your fault. Not only is the signature forged, but it's a false document because it states that she's a man. It states that there's a whole other individual on the citation that's not even her. So not only do we have a false document, but even the persons on the paper doesn't match her. Now, this police officer who had written this citation has long been fired off the police force. No way to pull him in to point out this corruption. But even now, they are suspending the hearings because they need to come up with another way to try to steal this money. Now, it's not just the thousands of zlotys stolen out of the account, But there are thousands of slaughters being spent every month on a lawyer. So this is stacking up. And come hell to high water, they're trying their best not to relinquish this money back to her. Because they know they lose this. They have to pay for lawyers. The insurance company has to pay for lawyers, but to get the money back, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they're pulling every corrupt, you know, method that you can possibly do. A forensics expert stated that, oh, well, it could be her signature, but it doesn't have to be. They change over time after pulling 14 documents. So we got an inconclusive from a forensics expert. Okay. I really want you to understand what it means to be a targeted individual. The number one thing they're going to do, and I have gone through this as well. I just won my case with a couple of things where these people stole nearly $10,000 from me. I just won that back a few months ago after a year of being virtually broke. And all because of paperwork that's been mishandled. I'm out of my money for a year. The corruption of the system, especially when it comes to these institutions and paperwork, it's appalling. I'm very upset about it. And you call these people on their on their stuff. Look, all I can say is that, yes, I am part of the media, part of independent media. I don't put up with any crap. I am not the type to just back down. And that's what these people are expecting. Oh, well, you know, we'll still 3,000 slots here. They'll just back down. They'll take it bending over because it'll cost them 20,000 more slots to fight to get that back. Guess what? We're fighting it. I know the name of the judge. I know the names of the people in the insurance company. And trust me, if these people decide to steal from us, there will be hell to pay. I don't care who's listening to this. I don't care who takes that as a threat. You can play this from the DA. You play this recording from the DA. There will be hell to pay because the way people target, the way the system targets, I can target right back. I'm very prepared to do that. But anyhow, this is what's going on, and Jame, I'm gonna want to hear your opinions on this here in a bit. But I do know we got to go to commercial break here really soon. But I'm just fired up about this. I'm very fired up.
Yeah,
and
I have similar situations going on. Not the same, but I've been targeted where I've been blacklisted, and we'll get into it later though.
Okay. Well, again, I want some callers calling in. Phone number 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a very short commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
Folks, folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yes, yes. Okay, so we are now back. we are having some difficulties. How's my connection now? Can everybody hear me? Mike, what's going on with the connection here?
Sounds good to me.
It seems though the Illumitards. Okay. Everything's robotic from my end. Okay. The Illumitards are messing with my end of things here because they want to keep this information quiet. They really want to keep this information because everything's been done in this closed court scenario, and you know what that means when you have a closed court. There's special interest, there are people paid off, and there's criminal activity. That's the only difference between that court and one with open doors. Okay. And so it's very, very disgusting. I'm so disgusted. On top of it, her mother, yes, I'm going to bring her mother into this, her mother, which is well-to-do, makes lots of money, is being now hit with weird taxations. When I say weird taxations, there's a TV tax here in Poland. Was. When the Communist Party was ruling the country, this old tax law, this old taxation got pulled out of the past somewhere, and I believe robbed the mother of, I think, somewhere of 6,000 zlotys. This tax is not even on the books, but the Polish IRS here saw fit to just tag her with something. It doesn't matter anything, as long as they're stripping away resources. Now, this lady is quite with the establishment. No, no, we mustn't fight against the establishment. No, no, no. So that's money that's bye-bye. You know, I'm pretty sure she'll wake up whenever they do hit her with enough illegal, outdated taxation. I'm pretty sure she'll wake up once they, because she's going to have to. These people don't know when to stop. They don't know when to quit. They'll keep doing these things, and they'll keep doing it, and they'll keep doing it, and they'll keep doing it until it blows up in their faces. I know that for a fact. That's because I'm sitting right here in this chair in my studio telling you this. I started off as a homeless man. I know the ebb and flow of when these people overdo what it is that they're doing, their criminal activity. I know the ebb and flow. I know the precise moment when stuff blows up in their faces, when I'm there to take advantage of it. Their greed has not given them any kind of insight. They have no wisdom. All the intelligence in the world, knowing what everybody's doing 24/7, does not give you any intelligence. Does not give you any wisdom. You know, they say the more you know, the more that you don't know anything. Well, I'm dealing with the stupidest people on the planet. They have no wisdom. They don't know what to do with all this information, except for insert greed. And again, time and time again, it blows up in their faces. We're dealing with some quite inept people here whom you all have given power to. Yes, I'm still talking about the NSA. Yes, I'm talking about the Illuminati, the whole establishment. This is what it is. You're giving all your metadata and anonymous reports to from your computers. Okay? Listen, we're going to take station ID and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And, you know, okay, so apparently I've gotten one minor detail wrong here. The man pushed her in front of oncoming traffic because he... because she was going to get a restraining order on him. Important detail. But still, the man admitting to first-degree murder attempt, or at least manslaughter attempt, admittedly, in court, not only is that not enough for them to give her her money back, but it's not enough for him to go to jail. Can you imagine that? Oh my God. Hey, co-host, can you imagine that?
Well, I was shot twice, and the person who did it did not. There was a person that went to jail, but I don't think I've really talked much about that either. I had a bullet blow through my right hand, almost taking my hand off altogether, and in my left leg, another bullet. And, yeah, I still was considered the abuser. And I went to jail, and they came and arrested me 3 months later. And here's the real kicker on this. They did it to where I wasn't able to file for a victim's compensation fund because they arrested me and put me in. I was in maximum security. I was considered a red band. Here I am with a big brace on my arm, you know, my hands, I have to keep it in a certain angle for like weeks because the doctor that did surgery on me, this German doctor, said, you know, I couldn't bend it or I would have lost my hand completely. And, you know, completely false charges again that time. But I didn't know what to do. And I thought I found a lawyer that I gave all my money to, that I had the vehicle I was shot in because it was a drive-by, but it was on purpose. The person meant for it. It was someone that I knew, came and did it. I had got the vehicle fixed because it was a nice vehicle, 2016 Tahoe. This happened in 2017. And all the money I got, I paid to this lawyer because he's like, we know you're innocent. We're going to get out, and then turned around and had me take a deal that pretty much was a charge that no one will hire you for. It blacklists you. You know, I got railroaded bad. And so, I can imagine that. Just to give you a short version of that there, I mean, it's really ridiculous. I mean, I was in awe that they turned around and came back and arrested me when I was the one that had been shot. And then they come after my kids, and then they start coming after everything else. So it's just, this has just been going on for myself for a couple of years now. You know, it's this last time me going through jail, you know, I was able to stop that and stand the ground. But before, I didn't really know, and I got pretty screwed over, you know. But now I'm looking to go after him, like you're saying. Like, I'm looking at filing some claims. I'm not just letting it go. You know, there's been many judges that have committed crimes in this against me and my children. There's been social workers. There's been police officers. Like I said, one roughed me up, a detective that have lied. You know, they've committed penalties of perjury, all sorts of things. There's many avenues to go, but I'm not just going to lie down and take it. I'm done, you know.
Well, wow. You and Anthony Thomas have very much in common. I'll say that much. Shot in a drive-by. The drive-by shooting was meant for someone else. Caught the bullet in his molars. Caught the bullet.
In his molars. In your molars?
Spit out the bullet. Some Bruce Lee stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. stood around pacing, waiting, just like wanting to kill somebody, waiting for the ambulance to show up. Blood everywhere. I mean, up and down sidewalks. Just someone very, very upset. But yes, so this person, so that means this could have been a political assassination. Who were you with if they didn't go after the shooter?
Who did they go after and end up going to jail for this?
Yes.
It was his roommate that was actually, he admitted that he was driving, but he said he was not the passenger, he was not the shooter. He was a black male that had a history, criminal history, so it was easy to nail him. Yeah. So he's the one that went to jail. Which he was the driver, but he wasn't the shooter, and I know he wasn't either. He didn't even know me. He had no reason to come after me. No.
Yeah, yeah. So, see, that's what it is right there. I mean, Yep. Who does drive-bys anymore? It's got to be some people who are protected. I mean, you gotta understand. I don't even think the person that shot, you know, Anthony over here went to jail either. This was long before political activism from our side. This was long before that. So it couldn't have been. It was a person he was with. As what the detective told us, this guy had given, you know, a ride to Anthony, and from the library, you know, bookworm Anthony from the library to his place, and upon stopping and nearly getting out of the vehicle, here comes another vehicle. And boom, shattered glass. It didn't even register. It didn't even register what happened until, you know, he rolled around the bullet with his tongue and spit it out in the grass.
Wow.
So yeah, that person, I don't think saw any jail time. I don't think, but it was a jealous couple of the guy that was giving the ride. Apparently.
No.
It was the littlest things in this world that can set people off. Now, you got people like that that can do that, but you can't stick up against the establishment. You can't stick up against the police that are doing you wrong. People, you got it backwards. They got us infighting on each other. But you can't put a hot one in a corrupt police officer. Come on, get real. Get real. These people have names. They're not always wearing the badge. You can't roll up on them while they're in their civvies. In their private vehicle, you can't roll up on them and put a hot one in them. Get real, people. Get your priorities straight.
Well, the thing is, I had a vehicle that was in his name. He had mine in my name. Well, the one in I had, he had it tracked on Uconnect. I was being high-tech stalked. I mean, he had all kinds of things on me, root kits, you know, my phone, everything. So the police even told me, go and take your vehicle, switch him over. So that's what I went to do, and then I get chased down and shot for switching the vehicles out, and, you know, then I get blamed, you know.
We have a caller here, and I recognize his name, Victor Forsyth. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, thank you.
We were to have you on the show, except for we had our schedule book. It wasn't dated. So I do believe you were supposed to be on today.
Right.
Can we get
That's
you on tomorrow?
In.
Can we get you on tomorrow night? Tell your story.
Sure.
At 10 p.m., everybody, we have Victor Forsyth. This man is a political activist, and he has some pages on Facebook. Here and,
can I just say very briefly what it's about?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I've been a 9/11 activist for many, many years, pretty much since the stupid thing happened. And I've especially analyzed the anthrax attacks. But the fate has it that I was living at Federal and 20th, right next to the Bronco Stadium. So after the games last year, I decided to go out there with my big banner, Investigate 9/11, and my T-shirt with the same thing. And, boy, people were kind of looking right through me. But anyway, what happened was that in July, something happened that led to me being locked out of my own apartment after living there for 12 years. And they shouldn't be able to get away with this. And they confiscated all my belongings. So I got, in September, I was homeless and destitute all at the same time when I thought I was doing pretty good. But anyway, yeah, I'd like to talk to you people about this because they should know, because it could be something else other than political. You never know. We're going into some bad economic times, and landlords might resort to doing this.
Well, that is a great teaser for tomorrow night. I've got to have you on the show, my friend, and we will get deeper into your issue tomorrow night if you are available. But as far as tonight, I mean, what do you think is wrong with this country? What is wrong with this New World Order?
I think they got us fluoridated, which is the main ingredient in Prozac. And with the chemtrails, it contributes to dementia. But I can't, I'm sorry. I just can't understand the stupidity behind leaving the criminals who obviously did 9/11 and they're in charge and doing whatever the hell they want to do, and having their little game shows, their politicians going around saying bullshit. I mean, it's sickening. I can't see any of these debates anymore because they're just so full of shit. So I'm hoping we can get citizen-funded elections. Citizen-funded elections, what we needed. What we need
Victor.
Now. Yeah,
Victor, this is National Public Radio. I need you to tone down the language.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, Mike, you got two for 46. All right. Anyhow, you have had some Facebook pages, and can you let us know what those are about?
Well, my most popular page is Brotherhood of Eternal Love. I was with Tim Leary back in the 60s, and the other page is current events discussion. And so I invite any of your listeners to come and see what we're talking about here. And I've really been delving into doing some good research into the coronavirus. And you will be amazed at what I have put on today on my Facebook page, because it's the first good news. If there is good news about coronavirus, I found out. So it's on my page.
Well, don't leave us in suspense. What's the good news?
Well, the good news is that it's related to 5G. You know, what Trump has been praising 5G. Well, 5G in conjunction with certain viruses which are present really debilitate the human body to the point where you can die. And then they're saying that it's a virus. A virus isn't even a biological thing. It's not alive. So what people have to realize is it's not an easy thing. I can't talk about it in a few minutes, but go to my page or go to my wall, which is Victor C. Forsythe, Forsythe, and check it out.
Okay, and I've actually had been talking to a doctor who said the same thing, a MD who's saying that the 5G is responsible for the growth or the happening of this coronavirus. It's basically mutating the flu.
Right. Well, it's not that simple, but to basically begin to understand it, I would invite your listeners to my page.
Absolutely. We will give your links to Anthony Thomas, and we'll put it into the description of the show, please.
Okay. All right.
And yes, I'm glad you called in, because we had a little confusion here. We're trying to deal with our relaunching of the TV shows and TLB TV and all this stuff. So the radio stuff is sort of has been put to one side, even though I'm still operating it. So, lining up of guests and these things like that have been very difficult for us. But
yes,
we're a little bit short-handed.
That's quite a coincidence, because I've been posting about my own memes about how media should be in this country. No media monopolies, and they should be broadcasting in the public good with editorials saying, you know, what they recommend for a better community, a better country, a better planet. And they should also be able to invite rebuttals from members of the organizations within the community. And that's how we serve the community with broadcasting in the public good.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% there, Victor.
Thank
and
you.
That's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. For these idiots who just consume Fox News and CNN and just, you know, you're making the condition worse.
The airwaves belong to us. People don't understand. The airwaves belong to we, the people, not to be sold away to the highest bidder. Jesus Christ, that's like selling your rights to the highest bidder.
Exactly. Again, I agree with you. So I try to do my best to get my show is not like how it is with other people's shows where it's just celebrities coming on or people of political importance. I try to have anybody with experience come on the show. This is the layman's show. Because
right.
You're not going to get these stories of corruption with just, you know, you're going to get this whole facade of some political story that everyone should be absorbed into and everyone should just pay attention to that, which ends up being something very minor, but you've got people who are being robbed, raped, and murdered in the streets by the establishment, and no one will ever hear those stories. So,
right.
And your story actually reminds me of someone that was in Texas, someone that was in, I believe, Houston, Texas, who just all of a sudden, randomly, one day, got a knock on the door. And it was sheriffs telling them they have to vacate the premises right now. And the guy was very confused, but it was someone on the city council who had illegally acquired the deed, somehow, to his house, and had bought it and given it to his daughter. And this guy was renting from someone else who owned the property, who didn't even know the sale took place. So that's what your story reminds me of. And this sort of thing happens all the time.
Well, my lockout eviction was due to my door being broken down. And guess who broke it down? An assailant. And that's what I'd like to talk about. An assailant was after his drunken girlfriend, which I let into my house because she had tripped and fallen. She was bleeding. And she didn't want to... She told me that he was after her because he wanted to beat her up because she drank too much. So he's the one, the police arrived just in time to see him break down the door. And then a month later, when the landlord says, you're going to have to pay for the door because you're playing the hero. I said, no, according to Colorado law, you need to replace the door. So then I get a protection order saying that I broke down my own door because of him, to attack him. He has an insurance business. He doesn't even live upstairs. And so far, I've been losing my right to get back to my apartment and my stuff and my lawsuit against them. These judges here, I mean, they must be on the take or something. I don't understand it. But people need to know about this anyway. because it's just totally outrageous that a guy that is that the police saw break down my door, and then a month later this guy can testify that I'm a danger to him because I broke down my own door. I don't get it at all. But that's how they got me out.
Well,
so people need to know about this insanity.
Victor, we're going to go into your story in detail tomorrow night if you would if you would have us.
Yes,
we'll get into detail, and we will definitely go through all the details here. Thank you for the great teaser, and guys, tune in tomorrow night because this is going to be great. Okay. And call in.
Okay,
call in.
Absolutely.
Thank
have
you,
a good
Victor.
Night.
Thank you for calling.
Night.
All right.
Yes, again, we try to do our best to balance the schedule book here, but again, this TV stuff has taken quite the attention away from that. We are upping our TV production value, and we're going to be doing some high-level stuff here in the future. But I want to go ahead and say that it doesn't matter where I am, United States, if I got beef with you, you're going to hear it. Now I've got beef with the Polish government, with the Polish courts. And guess what? I will be a tick in your asses. Let's not let the situation get infected. Do the right thing. Because I will find out who is who and what is what and lay you out right here in public. So with that said, I am your host, V. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And remember, guys, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Take a red pill.
People write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.